Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What's going on, y'all? Welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams from Eagles Wire of USA Today. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. We say this, I feel like I'm saying this weekly. It wasn't pretty. But the Eagles got another W. They beat the Chiefs this past Sunday, improved to 2-0 on the young season. But why doesn't it feel too great? Why doesn't it feel like it was a victory that didn't inspire a lot of confidence? But hey, they've played two pretty good defenses to start the season with the Cowboys and now the Chiefs. And I will never complain about a victory over the Kansas City Chiefs at Arrowhead Stadium. We will talk about everything that went down in the game as well as some other storylines heading into week 3. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the Philly Pod, bring the podcast to new eyes and ears of Eagles fans. I was originally going to start with the defense, but I think the offense is more of the pressing topic at the moment. A really good defensive performance from the Eagles. I'll talk all about that a little later on, but I'm going to start with the offense because we heard from Kevin Petullo not too long ago, and we'll talk about that. And there's a lot of questions surrounding the offense and the lack of explosive plays and the no inclusion of the receivers to this point, Jalen Hurts being the only quarterback in the NFL, the only starting quarterback anyway, in the NFL with no passing touchdowns to this point. A lot of people are going to focus on that. But they continue to win games. We know the style of the Eagles to this point. It's to lean on the defense, it's to lean on the run game, and it's to manage the clock and, you know, make plays when you need to. And that was the formula for this game. And now, because of that, the Eagles are now responsible for handing the Kansas City Chiefs their first 3-game losing streak in the Mahomes era, and dating back to the Super Bowl. And the Eagles are responsible for 2 of those losses. Jalen Hurts joins Joe Burrow as the only other quarterback to hand Mahomes 3 consecutive losses. Jalen Hurts now in elite company. You could say it's the team, you could say it's Jalen Hurts, but whatever the case is, Jalen Hurts is finding ways to win games. 16 straight wins now for Jalen Hurts, dating back to last year, in games that he has started and finished. You don't count that Commanders game, he didn't finish it, but dating back to pretty much after the bye week, Jalen Hurts hasn't lost a game since the bye week last season. That's impressive stuff from Jalen Hurts. His stat line in that game, pedestrian, 15 of 22, 101 yards, 0 touchdowns. A.J. Brown, as far as this season goes, only 6 catches for 35 yards, and they are asking A.J. Brown a lot of questions like, hey, why? What's going on with the offense? Are you happy with the offense? What can you say about the offense to guys that maybe not understand, that maybe don't understand what the gameplay is? And A.J. basically said, like, look, we just are finding ways to win, and that's it. But he also did say in that quote, I think I saw Sports WIP, of course, of all accounts, put this out on the internet yesterday. They said it was a quote where A.J. said, people are wondering if this way of winning is sustainable, and I think it's fair to question that. I don't know if that's verbatim, but that was pretty much what A.J. said. I think that's a fair talking point to ask about the sustainability of this offense. Now, of course, when A.J. opens his mouth, he's pretty particular these days about what he says because you don't want the trade rumors, you don't want the drama, you don't want A.J. calling into radio stations asking, why y'all talking about me, why y'all got my name in your mouth, all of this and that. And I don't think A.J. wants to go anywhere else. I think he's fine in Philadelphia. He's won a championship here. But I do try to put myself in the shoes of these players, and I try to view it from their perspective. Now, as a star receiver, you want to be known as one of the best in the NFL. and you want to contribute to your team, and I'm sure AJ wants to be a Hall of Famer one day. I'm sure he has incentives in his contract that are based on production that the numbers are probably difficult to meet in this offense. So I always start to think about, like, I'm sure AJ would love to have, you know, 12 targets a game. I'm sure he'd love to be in an offense where he's getting 10 to 12 targets a game, and that's just not feasible in Philadelphia. I don't think that means he wants to leave Philadelphia. I really don't think that's the case. But when he says things like that, I always try to think, like, I wonder if AJ thinks about what life would be like if he was living that life of a true WR1 and having those targets. Now, those numbers never equate to wins. We saw Russell Wilson light up the stat sheet this past week in that overtime game with the Cowboys, and that ended up in a loss. Do people want that? Do people want you putting on fireworks and having those type of games but losing? Or do you want to win this way? People are you know, stuck in the gray area of that. AJ Brown, you know, has a championship. And I just like to think of where AJ's head is at sometimes, because sometimes you can see in his demeanor and you can see in his body language, like even after wins, he seems disappointed, because I know he truly wants to help the team the best way he can. And he doesn't get overexcited about blocking. He wants to catch touchdowns. He wants to catch passes. And I think the offense will figure this out. We'll talk about this in a second. And I think, you know, last week it was more of the same. They didn't, you know, get rolling until down the stretch in the season. Hopefully it doesn't take that long this time around. But you have a new coordinator. You have Kevin Petullo. You got things to iron out. You're facing pretty good teams. The schedule's tougher this year. It's tough to win games, especially tough to repeat. And this is the things that you have to do. And AJ understands that. He's made it clear that we're just trying to win games and we're trying to find ways to win. But 35 yards through the first two games isn't the way I'm sure he envisioned starting the season. But hey, it's been a weird year for WR1s across the board, really. You know, especially week one, there was a lot of receivers who didn't hit the numbers. And then you see Amon-Ra, Detroit, 3-touchdown game. You saw Jamar Chase. You're seeing Justin Jefferson, who's now playing with Carson Wentz. J.J. McCarthy's hurt, and it was written. I didn't even mean to talk about this, but since it's coming up, hey, we questioned. What would the team have looked like if the Eagles drafted Justin Jefferson instead of Jalen Reagor and Wentz got to throw to Justin Jefferson in Philadelphia? Hey, 6 years later, six years later, Carson Wentz is throwing to Jettas in Minnesota. That'll be exciting to watch. So that's a fun thing I didn't even mean to bring up here. But yeah, it's tough for the receivers. I mean Devontae Smith made a nice catch in this one, 28 yards after really getting banged up on his back. What did Jalen Hurts say? He came down hard on his back, but he came up in the clutch. This man heard what McCarthy said last week and said, oh, hell no, I'm going to make this quote. I'm going to make sure I stay on these headlines. You just got to make plays when your number's called. And AJ, you know, I'm sure we'll do that as the season goes. It's just the numbers aren't showing it right now. Everyone knows what he's capable of. Anybody knows he's top five in the league when he's on. And I've no doubt that the Eagles offense will figure this out. Kevin Petullo spoke with the media today, and he was asked about the big plays. He said, don't worry, they're coming. And to expand on that, he said it's always in place, the explosive plays. Sometimes in games, it just doesn't happen. It's not something we're avoiding. Going forward, we'll still have the plan in place. And if it comes up, it'll definitely happen. I think the plan in this game was to be aggressive early and then stay aggressive if possible. And then the way the game was going, I think they turned over to a don't turn the ball over game plan. I think they were just trying to protect the football, get the lead, maintain the possessions, let's get out of here, based on the way the game was going. But hey, both quarterbacks were contained. Jalen Hurts was contained. Patrick Mahomes contained. Only one guy won. Until Pat Mahomes had that bomb to Thornton, I mean, his numbers didn't look great either. So I think both QBs were contained that day. The better one came out on top. The better one that day. I'm not saying Hurts is better than Mahomes, but the better one that day came out on top. And boy, that's three straight wins for Jalen over Mahomes. That man has vowed to never fall to Mahomes again since that Super Bowl loss. This man is making sure if Mahomes is the Brady of this era, then Jalen is the Eli Manning. That's just Mahomes can't get past him. Burrow's beaten him a couple times, but it's been a little bit. But Jalen Hurts seems to be the Eli Manning to Mahomes right now. So that's all fun stuff on that front. Good game from Saquon Barkley. 22 carries, a quiet 88 yards, and a touchdown. His longest rush was 13 yards on the ground. So, you know, nothing explosive has come as of yet for this offense. I feel like the Eagles are treating these first couple weeks as the preseason because the starters don't play extensively in the preseason. I think these first 4 weeks are really their preseason time to figure out things. And if you can get wins while you're doing that, if you can beat the Cowboys and you beat the Chiefs while figuring yourselves out, I mean, I'm scared to see what the Eagles will look like in weeks come. I read a lot of I was reading some of the national power rankings before doing the show today, and a lot of guys are like, yeah, I mean, they haven't looked great, but they're still winning. Like, what are they going to look like when everything's clicking? It's going to be scary. There's a lot of talk about Green Bay right now after they got Micah Parsons and they have Josh Jacobs and they look really good. They have a couple guys at receiver, and now the Packers are being touted as the best competition right now to the Eagles in the NFC. So that's something that is going to be a storyline throughout the season as well. For the offense, they're averaging just 7 yards per completion, only three passing plays to this point over 10 yards in the season. Certainly concerning numbers, but stuff that I think we'll figure out. This Eagles team is just the seventh team since the AFL-NFL merger in 1970 to start off 2-0, despite having fewer than 250 passing yards and no passing touchdown. Just the 17th ever to do that. But they Spagnuolo came with a plan this time. They blitzed Jalen Hurts on 16 of his 25 dropbacks. That's the highest blitz rate under Steve Spagnuolo since he's been defensive coordinator over there. So the plan was really to get to Hurts, disrupt him, force him into some errant throws. And Jalen Hurts doesn't make errant throws. He's either going to take off or he's going to take what's underneath. And that's why the pass attempt numbers are down, or the yards per attempt, I should say, are down, because Hurts isn't going to force things when they're not there. He's not in the business of throwing in the triple coverage or throwing up a prayer when he's under duress. He's not in that business. He's in the business of protecting the football. And that's why the Eagles are winning these games. No turnovers to this point in the season. And I think that goes a long way. If you're going to play this way, make sure you take care of the football. The Eagles are doing that. And as you become explosive, I think the big plays are going to come, just as Kevin Petullo said. But the Eagles' defense, a big reason as well why they were able to get out of Arrowhead with a win. Patrick Mahomes was basically a run-first quarterback in this game. I was watching this game like, when did he become a Justin Fields? Like, when did this happen? This man had 60 rushing yards and a touchdown in the first half. But one thing Fangio does is adjust, and he adjusted well in this game. Mahomes only 6 rushing yards in the second half. Mahomes also was forcing a lot of passes, had to throw, had to play catch-up, but he wasn't running nearly as much as he was in the first half. Clap it up. Big clap for Andrew Mukuba. Andrew Mukuba, big day. He is looking like a fine replacement for C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and we were worried with him coming into the season and missing time, missing reps in camp with these injuries, and he's coming in here. He's getting more snaps than Sidney Brown. He's played 48 snaps in that week 2 game. Sidney Brown only played 14. Mukuba, 6 tackles, tackle for loss, half a sack, pass breakup, and an interception of Travis Kelce in the end zone. Kelce couldn't hang on to it. Mukuba caught it. Mukuba probably should have scored. Got caught from behind. Mukuba did say after the game, like, they're all getting on me for letting the O-line catch me. But very good stuff from Andrew Mukuba on that front. And he also showed up in a big way on getting the Chiefs off the field. He had one really good stop on third down in the first possession of the second half that got the Chiefs off the field. That set the tone there. I like what we're seeing from Andrew Mukuba. He just has to stay healthy. That's the big thing with him. Stay healthy, and you can do good things in this defense. I don't know. On the play that I mentioned earlier, the Thornton touchdown, number one, Quinyon, the closing speed on that man, my God, it wasn't his responsibility to follow Thornton downfield. He was maybe 7 yards behind Thornton, and he caught all the way up and got an arm in there. Thornton still came down with it, but I couldn't believe Quinyon even got himself in the position to even be in the area of the football. So that's just another example of that man's closing speed. It looked like Reed initially was the one to blame, but I think it was Mukuba who made the wrong read on that play. So that stuff you have to clean up as well. Fangio has mentioned this a number of times. Mukuba has the good and the bad, but a lot more good we're seeing as the time goes. So happy to see encouraging signs from Andrew Mukuba as far as that goes. Great debut from Za'Darius Smith. Played 20 defensive snaps in that game, third most among the edge rushers. So he's already locking down that third edge rusher role behind Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. 4 tackles, half a sack, tackle for loss. Good stuff from Za'Darius Smith. We knew he was going to come in and produce. He's too good not to. Didn't even take him long to get him acclimated. Hardly knows the playbook. He's in there disrupting plays already. So I'm excited to watch that as the season continues. Jordan Davis, man, this guy's under some type of transformation. Every single season we're fed the promise of, oh, he's lost weight. This is the year he's going to be able to play on passing and rushing downs. Jordan, this is the year it's actually coming to fruition. Jordan Davis, 4 run stops on 13 run game snaps, has 85 snaps played through 2 games already. How many games last year did it take him to get to 85 snaps? I don't even know. But through 2 games, of course, Jalen Carter being ejected in the first game had something to do with that. But I love what I'm seeing from Jordan Davis. He is making sure that he is applying pressure, getting into that backfield, bringing guys down. Very, very good stuff from Jordan Davis. I mentioned Jalen Carter. Fangio, you want to talk about a dude who was in his bag in this game. Fangio at one point had Jalen Carter as a stand-up edge rusher and had Jalix Hunt over the middle as a spot. This man is mixing up looks. Like, if I was Mahomes and I was lined up and I seen Jalen Carter on the far left, like, oh, this dude's on the edge. Oh, my God, Jalix Hunt, who's usually chasing me down, is now in the middle spying, so I can't really run now. Fangio was like, if Mahomes is going to run, we're going to have somebody over the middle who can chase his ass down. Jalix Hunt was spying, and Jalen Carter looked good. He has to work on that technique a little bit, but holy hell, he got off that line quick. I was surprised to see him there. I had to go back on the film to make sure I saw the right thing. But that is that was interesting from Vic Fangio. That man is just continues to be creative. I mean, when you have that much experience in the game, you can do a lot of different stuff with the personnel you have. Vic Fangio continuing to improvise for these better teams. Cooper DeJean, Zach Bond, Quinyon Mitchell, Reed Blankenship all have played 100% of the snaps through 2 weeks and has never come off the field. That is interesting as well when you look at that stuff. Cooper DeJean, good physical game. He was physical off the line of scrimmage. Saw a couple of plays there, but he was getting all up in the grill of some receivers. So I enjoyed watching that as well. But this is the gist. This is how the Eagles are gonna, especially to start the game. They're coming off the Super Bowl. The offseason started later than everyone else. They don't play very much in the preseason. It's going to be sluggish, especially when you have a new coordinator. We should know that this is how it goes when you have new coordinators. They've done it every single year. But now I understand the PTSD from 2023, and Kevin Petula was an internal hire. And oh my God, this is Brian Johnson. Oh my goodness, like, we just can't do these internal hires. They don't know what they're doing. They're Sirianni's yes men. Sirianni's back involved in the offense, and now it's too stale. This is what everyone says when the offense starts to struggle. And I'm not saying I'm not frustrated. I would love to see bombs down the field to AJ. It'd be amazing. I would love that to keep everybody happy, because nobody wants to sit here and get on Twitter and see all the trade speculation and see all this. It's exhausting. It's redundant. It's cheap engagement fodder. Like, nobody needs it. But I think that, you know, with the Rams game coming up, that's going to be a good opportunity, especially with them losing Akello Witherspoon. I think it's going to be a good opportunity for them to put up some air numbers and everybody can settle down just a little bit. Because now people are saying crazy things about Hurts. Like 7 months ago, this man just lit up the field in the Super Bowl. People have that short-term memory. I get it's a new season, put it all behind you. But let's not forget, like, the capable things that Jalen Hurts can do. Like, people really have to pull their head out of the box scores. Just like he told Chris Jones, man, they won the game. They won the game. It has never, ever been that deep. And he still was able to hit Devontae downfield. So they had the explosive play when it's needed. Jalen Hurts just continues to come up clutch. While I was speaking of receivers, Darius Cooper had 12 snaps in that game. He's doing some dirty work now to earn targets down the road, perhaps, for this offense. I did see him in the game. I was like, okay, Cooper. John Mechie got the first reception of the game on a bubble screen. We don't need to see that. I don't know why that was drawn up, but it's okay. Shout out to Jake Elliott, who is now back to being automatic from long distance. 2 for 2 on field goals, 58 yards and 51 yards. Jake the Make is back. Brandon Aubrey. I mean, while we're talking about field goals, Brandon Aubrey hitting that 64-yarder to send that Cowboys-Giants game to overtime. Holy hell, man. That was something. That man had 22 fantasy points. There was a couple of times I considered taking him, and I was like, I can get by with the kicker. Aubrey's like, you need to take him. Like you need to take it for, like, at some point, like, you, after you have your receivers and backs and quarterback, like, get your tight end situated, then take him. That is fun stuff. But the Eagles 2-0 to start the season. You can never complain about that. Sirianni, Jalen Hurts continuing to win games. Next up is the Los Angeles Rams, Matthew Stafford rematch of last year's NFC divisional game, where they almost pulled off the upset until Jalen Carter saved us. But they're going to be fired up for that game home at Lincoln Financial. I believe it is a 1 o'clock game. We will preview that game this week as well. Thank you guys for listening to this edition of the Philly Pod. Be sure to follow me on all social media platforms at the Philly Pod, Instagram, Twitter, all of that good stuff. Subscribe to the podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews, rate 5 stars. They all do help with the exposure of the podcast. Tell your friends, tell your family members. They're looking for a new Eagles pod. They're kind of getting tired of the other stuff. You can subscribe to me here, and I'll attempt to keep you guys informed, maybe make you laugh here. You know, it's I'm an awkward guy, but hey, maybe you get some entertainment value out of this. I'll catch you guys throughout the week. Be sure to keep up with all my written work at Eagles Wire on USAtoday.com. Until the next one, y'all, peace out. Go Birds from the Philly Pod.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.